In the world of commodity marketing, carry is a word used synonymously with the term spread. In this case, both describe the relationship of the deferred futures to the nearby futures. Futures is the name used to trade commodities like corn and soybeans, gold, or coffee in the future. For instance, corn is traded in several future months of the year. Contracts are available for December, January, March, May, July, and September of this year and next. The carry describes the price difference between two contracts, usually the current month, and something well into the future. At harvest time, the current month is September. A deferred contract is one from December, January, March, May, or July. The carry is the difference in the price buyers are willing to pay for the corn delivered in those 2 months. University of Illinois Ag economist Daryl Good says corn producers can use the carrying charge to determine if it is most likely to be better to sell their crop as it is harvested or to pay the cost to store it until a later date. Typically, deferred futures are higher in price than nearbys because they reflect the storage costs.
Now, the carry or the spreads will never exceed the cost of storage at the delivery market, but those spreads can be smaller than full carry, smaller than the cost of storage, or they actually can be inverted. That is, deferred futures can be lower price than nearby futures. It's the magnitude of that spread or carry that is really the signal to market participants whether they should be storing the crop or selling it on the spot market.
If the carry is large, the spread between the price of the nearby futures and the deferred months is 25, 35, 45, 50 cents in favor of the deferred month, Good says that's a clear signal to store the crop for later sale. If the market is inverted, that is, today's price is greater than that in the future, then the crop should be sold today. Well, that sounds easy enough. Today's price is less than the futures price plus what it will cost to store the crop, then don't sell. If today's price is greater than the price in the future months, sell. But then the farmer has to figure in his basis. Basis is the difference between what the local elevator will pay a producer for his crop and the price in Chicago. The basis can either be weak or strong. A weak basis means the difference in the Chicago price and the local bid is wide. Usually the local bid is less than the Chicago bid and stays fairly constant depending on the locality. In central Illinois, the bids are generally 8 to 10 cents below the Chicago bid. When the basis is weak, wider than usual, it means the local elevators don't want to buy and store the corn from the farmer. A weak basis is also a sign that producers should find a way to store corn on the farm.
So we look at what the market is offering, then second, calculate what it would cost you to hold corn from harvest time until May of next year. If that's on farm, the biggest cost is interest on the value of the crop, plus some handling in and out of the storage bin. If it's commercially, then you need to add the commercial storage charges to see if the total cost is more or less than the carry that the market is offering.
The carrying charge, then, again, signals whether or not a commodity, like corn, should be stored by the producer for sale at a later date. A large carrying charge suggests the crop should be stored. An inverted charge, when the price today is greater than the price in the future, suggests the crop should be sold. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.